This episode is brought to you by AnalyzeMyBJJ.com. AnalyzeMyBJJ.com offers a rotating schedule of top-level athletes and coaches that will break down your fight or training videos and reply to you within a reasonable amount of time. You will receive a full written or video breakdown responses, which includes positive, problem areas, what to work on, possible drills, techniques to add. You can find them at AnalyzeMyBJJ.com, or you can go to LRTLK.com, click on the sponsor page, and click on the banner, and it'll take you straight to their website. Again, AnalyzeMyBJJ.com.
You can hear me crystal clear. It's like you have clear. Your mouth on my ear hole and you're talking into it.
Do you want me to go like,
tongue punch my ear hole?
Yeah.
Hey.
He wants to get ear fucked.
Nasty Wit Willies.
What is up, guys? Wallow J here. I'm here with my co-host.
Heart of War. We have Miguel and Sherry with us in the studio.
What's popping, guys?
Happy 4th of July.
This is the 4th of July edition episode. This is actually a re-record of Sunday because we fucking, well.
We.
Russia got us.
When back. I say we, I meant me somehow. I mean, I'll take responsibility because I'm running the board. Man. Yeah. You know, we had some static and we had to throw away 2 hours. So we're back at it. Yeah, which is cool because a lot of shit has happened since fucking Sunday.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Tell me all about that shit, man.
What do you mean, tell me all about that shit? You know. You've been reading.
I've been reading.
Yeah, the messages.
But I can't read. You've been in these streets.
Man, Sunday. One, two. I don't know what that shit means.
Cuh, you've been in these streets.
Yeah, man. So my boy Sean Applegate put up a video. And it was a pretty dope Steema Lock to another sub, right? Which one
it was it? It was Steema Lock
to 411.
To 411.
Counter to 411. So check it out. And then he puts up really cool ass videos, man. I use this shit all the time. And there's a guy that like popped on there. Was like,
yo. It's a fucking troll. That's what you are, bro. A you're a fucking troll.
Who the fuck are you?
Right. You're like Josh Yelba would say, you're a trash donkey, motherfucker.
All right. Let me finish the story here. So this thing is like 365 comments long now because this troll was like, yo, 10 Planet tech sucks. It's a flawed system. You know, your guys duck me, so on and so forth. Another guy came in, kind of said the same thing, basically.
That would be his son.
Yeah. And then one of them ducked out. And then the other guy, he's still steady going. We offered him $1,000 to come.
That's the old man.
We offered him $1,000. To compete against us and airfare, and the guy still won't do. He's like, "Oh, I got this excuse, that excuse, and I got to check with my coach." And I saw all the private messages on the side. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I haven't commented yet. I've been dying to do it, but so many other people are commenting. I just don't want to get lost in the shuffle. Like, I want to have impact. Like, yo, dude, you're just a bitch. Yeah, you've competed and was it Pans or Worlds?
Who gives a fuck?
It was an IBJJF tournament. Like, we do sub only, bro. We don't give a shit about your tournament, your point tournaments. We really don't.
Death to points.
Now serving number 180.
So yeah, you can. Good job. You pointed some dudes out. Awesome. Now let's see how many kills you got. And, you know, come over here. He wanted to go against Sean Applegate, who's like 30 pounds lighter than him. We offered him Chase, who's a purple belt. Just killer. As deadly.
And called him a killer. Bomb.
Just as deadly. Come on. Called him a bomb.
Like, Chase is a killer, son.
Chase is crushing it all across the United States, man. Hey,
Chase is the son of a pig farmer. Okay, guys?
You know what they say about pig farmers? Don't piss them off.
What are you trying to say, Miggy?
Hey, man. You're just stating the obvious, man. My boy Chase, his dad's a hog farmer.
So are you saying that Chase would slide that hog in?
If you care about the piggy's digestion, you'll pull the teeth and hair.
He's going to bring out the chitlins in that match.
Shit.
Actually, I would prefer to see Yelbo in a match with this dude, quite honestly. I mean, I know Chase is a killer, but I think Yelbo's got that fire burning right now.
Oh, of course. I mean, he can't afford to lose to someone that called his ass out, though. Chase has been the most quiet in this whole thing, so he has nothing to lose.
Chase has been the most classy out of everybody.
He really has. Well, I mean, think about it this way. If he fights Yelbo and gets his ass beat by Yelbo, I mean, fuck, that shit.
You know Yelbo ain't gonna let that shit down. But
no.
he's gonna be like, fuck.
Yelbo has a podcast too, dude. So, you know, he'll be like, blast that motherfucker, put it everywhere.
Keeping it real with Yelbo.
He will keep it real. He's keeping it real on Facebook right now. Friend him right now.
Yeah, if you guys don't follow Josh Yelbo, hit him up. It's actually Yelberton. So follow him. He's the man.
Man with the plan.
Huh? Oh, well, there you go. We got you a new follower, Josh. So yeah, this guy's just a troll. He's an older guy. He's obviously his best days are behind him.
And yeah, he's probably still like 5 years younger than me, which is some bullshit.
And he's trying to make his name before he, you know, fades into the sunset. That's my that's what I got from all of this shit.
Hold on. So we have Ryan outside. Just have his ass come on in.
What? Are we going to pause this shit?
No.
All right. Fine.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
All right. Go get him.
Did you lock the door or something? I just told him to come in.
Oh, he's coming? Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, come
in. So, anyway.
Sit down and fucking enjoy one of these beanbags that you brought over to us. Dude, we got some beanbag chairs. They're pretty dope. I thought you had the pink one. You're not rocking the pink one?
Can we speak into the fucking mics? That's why we have them. Thank you.
Dude, why are you so aggressive today?
Look, man. All right, so here's what it is.
Everybody's hot, girl.
No, I got you. I'll explain. So while it was Puerto Rican, right, and today's an American holiday, kind of neglect the Puerto Rican part, but today I'm 100% American. So, I mean, I'm kind of out of his sentiment.
America, motherfuckers.
Hey, yeah. Ryan Zinho.
What's up, man?
My guy. Heard that? That was his brother.
So anyway, that's what's been going on for the last 2 days with this troll. He's calling out big names when he doesn't have a big name himself.
Amen. 180 is a smaller number than 530.
Huh?
He smoked him.
No. He smashed.
No, yeah.
Smashed.
He said he smashed BMAC, but that's bullshit.
Was it that guy?
That's the same dude.
No. Here's what happened, right?
Not only that, hold on. That's the same dude that was on Chris and Marcelo Cohen's article saying that all 10 planet black belts are like regular blue belts. It's the same troll.
Oh, wow.
Hey, that's alternative facts.
So he's how is it an alternative fact?
Because it's not real.
Why is it not real?
10 planet black belts are not blue belts. That's fake news.
I understand that part, but the fact
is... He's spitting out fake news, dog.
But he said what he said.
Yo, look, here's the thing, right? He hasn't told you guys yet, but he works for the Onion's Jiu-Jitsu Times. But it's Times with a Z. Oh,
that's what he
different
is.
Different publisher. Okay.
Gotcha.
He's just trying to get more reads, dog. More views.
So go ahead and explain what you were going to explain a second ago.
So here's what really happened. So this guy went to Decatur, Alabama. And he went to McDonald's and smashed a fucking Big Mac. Big Mac. And so did his son. I mean, they had a 2-for-10 deal going on in Decatur. And they smashed the fucking Big Mac. Not to be confused with B-Mac.
Oh, that's what it was, man. So he's confused and delusional at the same
time.
Yes. Okay. Well, it's good to know. Anyway, that's enough about this troll.
Sorry, I was in the hog farms for a second. My bad.
So last week we had the OPI. And I think that was a pretty successful event, don't you think?
It was a super successful event, man. We had a blast. Hold on, let me pull up some of these things here. Dude, we had some super dope talent, man, come through. And here we go. Boom. We had the 135, 155, and 175 pound divisions. This is a blue belt invitational money. This is money. $400 to the winner of each bracket, plus a $200 fastest sub bonus. And then plus we had the cleanest sub bonus, which actually was equipment. We had Dots of Sour bags out there. We had Savage Essentials soaps. Yep. And what else did we have?
Well, there were other sponsors like Celly's Filipino Food. Cryotherapy Jacks was also one of the sponsors.
Yep, that was pretty dope.
Superior Fence and Rail, thank you very much for sponsoring the event.
Good job, Alake.
We appreciate it. And the winner of the 135-pound division was our very own Steven Coslow.
Steven Coslow, crusher, man, because he had some pretty steep competition.
Yeah.
It was amazing. So this is a blue belt invitational only, but these guys did not look like blue belts, man. They looked fucking amazing.
No, man. That's why Steven the next day got his purple belt. Congratulations, Steven. Well deserved. By the way, Steven's got a fight coming up July 29th, and I believe we're going to have him on July 22nd.
Oh, that's perfect. We'll pump that up.
Yeah, one in Orlando. I think Giovannis
as well.
Jacob Brunel, the caveman, are fighting also on the card. So,
oh, word.
So
yes.
We should try to get him all in here.
You definitely need to get him
so
on
we
here.
Can talk about the fights and all that. Because Jacob, I think he's fighting at 155, but when he started training, he was at 180. Man, he looks solid. I'm like, dude, you're going to fight at 155, you're 180, so you have to drop.
It's kind of the typical deal, man, with a lot of these guys.
Dude, this dude has got no fat in his body. I mean, you look at him without a shirt, he's like, shit, where are you going to get 25 pounds out of that?
Water.
But he said he had been lifting pretty heavy, so that's why he's so big. He'll lose a
few muscles.
So, yeah.
So let's go to the 155-pound division, which was Gary Tonin's pupil who won this.
Anderson, yeah.
And let me tell you, that boy was impressive, son, from his takedowns, duck unders. His seated guard game was just off the chain game. He was really good. Super impressive to me.
Not only that, he was also coaching his homie that was competing in, I believe, in the 135 division. And he was doing great coaching him. I was listening and I'm like, man, this guy knows what the fuck he's talking about. I'll let everybody know. I'm not a great coach, you know. I'm not one to sit there and, you know, tell you how to break somebody down and go for this path or the other. This guy was doing it all.
Bro, it was great. Like, my jiu-jitsu got better listening to him talk, man.
All right?
And he was just so calm, so collected.
I know.
Bro, I was just like, what? This guy's a blue belt?
Amazing. Yeah. So, and he ended up winning the 155 division. So that's another $400 that was given out to him.
That was a great match, too.
Plus goodies. I mean, within the goodies, you probably walked away with between $600 to $800.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Because that's a Sura bag, man. That's dude, pretty
that's
him.
Some money right there, yeah. Yeah. That's a nice one, too.
They got some soap. I don't know what else they got, but,
yeah, man. Now, the crazy part, too, is, like, I have some exclusive shit right there. Because I know, like, those DS bags are sold out online right now.
Yeah.
So that's...
Well, they jumped on board, you know, when Brian announced the tournament. So, of course.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely appreciate their, you know, sponsoring the event. And then we had the 175 division, and we had some guys in there. Unfortunately, you know, they didn't make it to the finals. But we had, what is his name, Faulkner.
Daniel Faulkner
from BTT Jacks win that division and get another $400. Now, the fastest sub went to the Dalton Fristo, but apparently there was some issue with the time, and Brian went back to the tapes and compared both matches between his and Chris, and he decided that he was going to award both of them the fastest sub because I guess he was so close that, you know, they couldn't tell, or they they figure out that it was actually Chris who won.
Oh, did we already mention Faulkner at the 175 pound?
We did, but you were in your phone,
but
bro.
No. I was, anyways. So. That's a kind of a big thing, right? So we had two of our guys from the Jacksonville area win the thing.
Well, he's not one of our guys.
Yeah, but from the Jacksonville area, Jacksonville BJJ winning this, that's pretty huge. We had so many people come from out of town.
Yeah.
And to be able to represent the Jacksonville area and Jacksonville Jiu-Jitsu, that's a huge thing. That's what I wanted to go back to. Sorry.
No, it's all right.
It's all Gucci.
So, and I guess Mark Graham got the cleanest sub.
He did get the cleanest sub. He got it against our boy Daniel Merlandra from BTT Jacksonville. And Daniel's no slouch, man. He kills in competition.
He does.
But Mark was just able to, man, hit. It was guillotine, and then Daniel countered, and then like Mark flew right into.
Bro, it was
the Kimura and was able to finish it, and that really is his game. Like, hide your neck, then hide your neck, because he bounces back and forth, and he'll catch a leg lock, too. He'll go south and catch legs and come back up. So Mark is super, super scary that way.
Dude, Clash of the Titans is how you call that match.
You were mentioning that you've seen Mark progress from a white belt to now purple belt.
Mark is – I'm blessed to be able to kind of see, like, how these different guys go through their jiu-jitsu journey. And let me tell you something. Mark – as a white belt, sucks, man. I was fucking squishing this dude left and right. I could do whatever I wanted him. I really wasn't even trying. And in this, like, four-year period, his physical attributes obviously went up. He trains like a mofo. And his technical attributes have really shot up over this last year. And, you know, he when he earned purple belt, he really, really earned purple belt. He went and squished the whole sub life over in Gulf Shores against super game opponents. And he ended up earning his purple belt after that. And he
probably had the sickest guillotine I've ever seen. I mean, he got this dude up in the air and basically drove him across the mat.
Yeah, so it was another situation where Mark was able to do a reversal to the front headlock position, hit a 10-finger guillotine, and stand up with the guy and walk him out the door, basically.
He's like, bye.
I think BMAC called it the bouncer choke, where you just kind of choke him out the door.
That's so cool.
Yeah, but, yeah, man, he's so impressive, dude. But he's a hard worker. He's a good family man. He's just all-around good dude.
Yeah.
Inappropriate jokes all the time, but that's his that's quirk.
Yeah, but that's only, you know, out in public. He doesn't do those jokes at home.
Yeah, he doesn't. Funny because it's true.
He is not allowed to say that kind of thing at home.
I know, he's not. So funny.
Yeah, but you got to love the guy.
Hell yeah, I love a Marquinho Gravinho.
We need to have him and his dad on, because apparently that's where he gets it from.
Who's, oh yeah,
and we'll just—I
believe it.
We'll just call it the dirtiest episode.
Cleaning out the locker room.
You'll have to give extra offensive warnings on that one.
Oh, we'll put like 5 or 6 stickers on the picture.
Hey, you gotta put like a 5-minute warning intro. Sound the alarms,
dude. You know,
hide your kids, hide your wife.
I had to put that sticker on our picture on our logo because you know we were getting pretty bad at one point, and I'm like.
Episode 32.
I had to let people know. I mean, they know, but, you know, if they see the picture and they see the explicit
they
warning,
understand that, yeah. I know I had my wife listen to the podcast, actually. I caught her listening to it.
Yeah.
She was busting out laughing.
You caught her listening to it?
She was like, oh my God, where have I been?
Oh, really?
Yes. She fell in love with it, like, first hearing, and then she made me listen to episode 32. I was trying to avoid listening to it because I hate hearing my voice.
Come on, don't be a.
That's why she listened to it, because you're on there,
exactly.
Huh?
Exactly. And she heard the other ones too, man. But
yeah, she told me yesterday she's to it.
You know, after that's so I heard funny. My voice, I started cracking up because I was like, God damn, I'm funny.
And she still likes this. It's amazing.
I know, right? She's like, man, right? These guys are even cooler than I thought.
I don't like her. She called me Cuban yesterday.
Oh, man.
Or on Sunday.
She was trying to do a Puerto Rican test, I guess.
I'm like, the fuck are you talking about? Hey, Nicaraguan.
You know, exactly. Central America. Most of those countries have the same colored flag. All they do is add some Illuminati triangles, man. It makes no damn sense.
Or an additional star.
There you go. Additional star. Maybe an Incan Mayan pyramid. Whatever they're about. I'm telling you, dude. If they ever had a war out there in Central America, they'd kill their own people on accident and realize they're really fucked up.
Isn't that what I said about the Jews and the Arabs? Like, they're like you are the same people. You have just a little bit different religion. Look,
they distinguish themselves because they place their curls on different parts of the body, dog. Is it?
I'm sorry, what?
One fucks
Jewish
goats.
Guys got curls on the sides.
Oh, the sideburns, yeah.
Yeah, and the Arabs got curls everywhere, my man. That's like uniform, you know? It's like Bloods and Crips, but ethnic.
My hair color.
My hair?
My hair?
My hair?
Oh, my hair color.
My hair?
My hair.
One says shalom, one says alam aleikum.
And somebody else says my hair.
Assalamu alaikum.
My hair?
Lickum salam. Oh, you know I heard what I mean? Lickum. Said lickum. Sherry's in there. I heard lickum. Instantly her phone goes off.
Oh, man. Is that a dick pic?
Lick her in the front, poke her in the rear.
Badoom.
I like that bar.
Oh, heyo.
Just saying.
Sherry with the dick pics. Lights up her phone. She's like,
ding, ding, ding.
10,000 messages.
Hey, it's
a guy.
I wish
dick
I
pics.
Could get a different tone for dick pics.
Look, yeah, she
he's like,
tone.
You got a dick pic.
No, but it goes like this.
Oh, that's the sound.
I need a filter for this.
I got you. I'll program it.
You get a little Chinese one. Bing.
So apparently, bing, 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 bing. She was getting too many, and now she's not getting any.
Yeah, guys, come on.
None.
Guys.
You're like, wait a minute. Did
listen,
I get ugly?
Guys,
what happened here?
There's got to be a balance. You know, you can't send 10,000 dick pics. You know, send maybe like 200, 300, and, you know, leave it at that.
No, my favorite is unresponded messages. You got 55 in a row. No, I'm going to try one more time.
I have rum.
Hey, man, leave Chorizo out of
now you need to add a period, and maybe I'll respond.
I have rum.
Possibly.
He's like, I got
you
Captain.
Need to own it.
He's like, I got Captain Morgan. I got Don Q. I got some Bacardi.
Yo, man,
all the Puerto Rican rums.
Oh, that's so funny.
You gotta get it from Haiti.
Pew pew.
Haiti
shots.
Bourbon Corp.
Bro, guys, for all those that don't know what we're talking about, there's a guy in here who
it's not me. Okay, it's not me.
Well, he's half and half.
We call him Cream.
That's how he tried to pick her up. I have rum.
You guys are so mean to him. You know what?
I don't give a shit.
Oh, if that's
tough love.
We need to go call him.
You want to call him?
You call him.
You want to call him?
Yeah, call him.
All right, hold on. Hey, man, I hope he does come out today. I'm not gonna lie. I want to see what he says about my food that I made. All right.
That's not Puerto Rican food.
It is. No, it is. I'm actually really interested to see
how
this goes.
He probably won't pick up for me. You call him.
No,
I did fuck up.
He'll pick up if I call him.
Call him.
Oh my gosh,
hold on.
Facebook.
Oh my god, problem. No, because no, we do not know how he'll answer this, guys. I do not recommend that. Hey, lady, you want some rum?
You really want to have this conversation on air?
Want me to lay down
America?
Do we want to have this question? Do we want to have this conversation on air? Because I'm not going to edit it. If you call him, it's going to go on the podcast.
Leave my boy alone, man. He's young, dude.
Yo, dog. Hey, but I do have to give him a shout out, man. He did box with Mark.
Like, he did box with Mark.
I'd be a little bitch. I'm not going to lie. I'd be afraid to have Mark punch me in the face. I think I meant a little extra and pretend to be knocked out. And I would commit to it so hard that I'd let you guys call 911. And then I'd wake up as we drove away from the gym.
All right. Well, here's the thing.
That's commitment, son.
We're not going to call him, but you give him a little advice right now. What does he got to do to pick up the chick? Go ahead.
Man, so this is what you do, man. I'm going to tell you right here. So back in the day, what you used to have to do is ask their daddy first, okay? You'd ask the daddy, say, hey, listen, sir, I'm interested in courting your daughter. You know what I mean? All with honorable intentions, of course.
What does he sound like, George Bush?
Listen, bitch, I'm not done. But I don't interrupt you now.
Yes, sir.
Pay attention.
Yes, sir.
So I asked the daddy, and I say, hey, daddy. I mean, sir.
Daddy.
I would like to court your daughter. All good intentions. I'll have her back by 9 before the lights come on.
You okay. Can keep her out until 10 if you get a hog. And we know a hog farmer, okay?
I would like to take her to the movies, buy her some popcorn, maybe a Coke. You know what I mean? Bitches love Coke.
And touch her boobies.
And we'll just sit there. I'll sit on my hands. You know what I mean? But nowadays, guys, well, let me just go over through the evolution. And then when I came up, it was like, yo, man, you got her beeper number? The little beeper. And then, like,
what's that?
Secret code.
Yeah, it would beeper a bunch of secret codes like, I love you, boobies. You remember those
304.
Codes?
314.
314.
304.
What's the 411?
Ho.
You know what I mean? She beep you back, you know, like, oh, man, I'm in business. You know what I mean? Then you sneak off and do shit. But nowadays, we have smartphones. And we have
not so smart people.
We have a bunch of applications. And so now what I suggest is you stalk their profile. You like all their pictures.
From the 6 years ago.
Ones first.
Can be from 6 years ago.
It has to be from 6 years ago.
It shows dedication is what that shows. Okay. Leave a few comments.
On the oldest post you can find.
No. Some of them being very vague.
I have room.
Then the next step is as soon as you see that she sees it because it has a little notification thingy, send her the pic of the D. Okay. But you can't just send her any pic of the D. You got to get the right angle. So you start picking angles. I mean, no, that's not it. No, that's not it. Filter. Good. Send that bitch. You should get a response in 5 minutes or so.
Here's a trick, too. If you got hair, shave that shit off.
Yeah, you might want to shave it.
Yeah, you got to be smooth.
Look.
It'll make it look bigger, too, by the way.
Look, if you want to go for the natural look,
you grip,
get cornrows.
And squeeze.
Pride meat right there.
There you go. She's giving There's you the
grip
tip.
And squeeze.
Yeah, bro.
Oh yeah. So many dudes do a grip and squeeze. I'm like, dude, you can see your like veins popping. You know you're squeezing. It's not
popping
that.
Out of the hand.
Yeah.
Have you ever had?
There's
like,
a trick. That's
a make
trick
it
by
turn
a woman.
A weird color like purple.
Yeah, you can tell.
Man. I know. You know how I knew that? Because when I choke people, they turn purple. Put them in that rear naked choke.
So it's safe to say that every choke turns all heads purple.
I would have to say so. Some turn really red. Most turn very purple.
No, that's scary. They will actually go to like the shaft, the very bottom, squeeze like they're gonna get an extra inch.
Hey, it's called silly putty dick. <Switch out. laughs> Talk about shake that laffy taffy.
A laffy taffy.
So I laffy taffy. Yeah. Do they do it like this, though?
Sometimes.
Oh, man. Then they have to punch you if you see that, though.
And then they make it look like there's more.
So they put the balls up in there?
I don't know.
Look, they get little fake hands, and they put it on there. You're like, man.
So they got a little child's hand grabbing their cock and balls.
Little baby doll hands. You're like, damn.
You're like, damn. Whoa. Looks so big in your hands. Wow.
It's so huge.
I tell you.
That's not what she said.
I tell you, it looks huge. So, very, very huge.
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 Like huge hands.
Huge.
Well, damn. Okay, well, that's the...
So there you go, guys.
Dick pic taking 101 from Sherry.
Shave your dick and your balls.
Don't shave your dick, man. That shit, you...
Hey, I heard
hair
works.
Shave the hair on your dick.
True.
Don't take it literally, guys.
See, not, I really like that we have a female here now because we can get a little female perspective. Yeah. It makes it a little bit. So when we're raunchy, we just know. Like, hey, listen.
Look,
she's still here. She just confirmed how to make it look bigger.
Just saying.
Hey, guys, book so Sherry, dick pic seminar. Gotcha.
So even if you don't send her a dick pic, you could send it to somebody else and they're not going to know the difference.
Hey, you know, analyze my dick.
.com.
That is Sherry's new website coming soon. And she will give you feedback.
I'll let you know if it's going to work and get that deal or not.
Absolutely. There you go.
Ooh, that's interesting. So analyze they pay you $5 to analyze the dick?
I'll go for 10.
No, they won't pay 10. Look, they'll pay $5 though.
Look, $5 an inch.
I'll do 5.
So you might get a whole bunch of $5 transactions.
That's pretty good, man. Yeah, you get a whole bunch of 5. I mean, a couple hundred a day, man. That's $500 really.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I'm doing it.
You're paying rent like that, son.
And then what you can do is you can have all your prefab answers and just pick which one matches with that one that you just copy and paste.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Different angle. Come up from the light. You need lighting. You need angle. Come from the bottom up.
Lighting composition. Where's Joe at? We need to get our cinematographer over here. Talk about. Let's have Joe do an epic dick film. An epic dick film, right? So like we'll borrow somebody. Ryan, you want to do this?
Despicable Dick?
He's 18 now.
You're 18 now. You can do it, man. Sign this waiver real quick. So Ryan, he's like, I didn't come here for this, man. I was just here for the rolls and barbecue. I don't know what happened. My penis is on film now.
Sorry, guys.
It's quite amazing. But it's cool, though, because we have a very professional cinematographer. And it's not porn, because you're not scrumping people. But anyways, he can come in from a high angle, right? And then he just like pan that bitch down to the side and low and just come underneath.
Hey, can we film this in 4D?
4D? 4Dick?
4Dick.
Instead of 4K?
Dude, I want to feel this penis on camera.
Whoa. Sure, man. Ryan's right here. You don't have to in camera.
He's on the casting couch.
Take off your shirt.
You didn't know what you signed up for, did you?
Ryan's like, man, I'm in my spats and rash guard too, bro. I'm just here for some rolls. Yeah, extra not layers. Looking, you know what I mean?
On the 4th of July, it's not gay if we do it for America.
God dang.
God bless right, America. So you know nobody else.
To roll with, right, Ryan?
All right, if you say so.
Anyway, guys, there
like
you go.
Calling Big Papa.
You know, shave the hair off your ball and shaft.
And shaft?
Yeah, shaft. You know,
fill us shots of beer.
And analyzemydick.com.
If it looks like your face. It
doesn't look like my face. That's possible.
Pew, pew.
Pew, pew. Shots fired.
Shots hella fired.
Anyway.
Miguel has a pretty rough looking face right now.
Let's move away.
You trim up.
As much as Sherry's going to hate this, let's move away from the dick. So this past week, we had Brian Brown had a super fight at AGF. Uh-oh. Is that
someone's
the
here? Someone just walked in.
Okay. Well, you know, we're in the middle of a podcast right now, so.
Who that?
I don't know.
Go greet them. Go find them. So, while we talk about Brian Brown.
Brian Brown crushing it as usual.
Yeah, so Brian had a match at AGF this past weekend, excuse me. And he went against a tough opponent, bro. He was a catch wrestler from Arkansas. I forgot his name.
From Arkansas?
Yeah.
Damn. You know they do nothing but wrestling out there for sure. Right.
So he came down here and, you know, Brian controlled the action. You know, he had him in a deep armbar or, you know, straight armbar, I think it was.
Yeah.
And the guy just wouldn't tap.
You know, it's funny because I watched the video because I was actually coaching Sherry on her super fight over at Lakeland.
Yeah.
And I was watching the video and I was like, dude, I don't know how that guy didn't tap to that, man. He was running from Americana to Kimura to that straight armbar.
Yeah.
And then Brian kind of like, the guy got out of that and then Brian really went squish mode, flat mode on him and dropped down to north-south to finish him. But it turns out that the guy's arm was actually broken and he just kind of like gave up the north-south because he was fucking done. That arm was broken.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, that dude's arm got broken.
Was it Joshua Hightower?
Yeah, that's him. Oh, man, shout out to Joshua Hightower. You're a stud, bro. You came in, you got your arm broken, and you didn't fucking tap.
No, he didn't tap. He just kept going. That guy's fucking definitely studly, man.
Yeah.
And he looked very comfortable being underneath Brian, which is not an easy thing to beat.
No, especially not for a wrestler. You know, wrestlers will always want to be on top.
Yeah, totally. Let's pause this thing real quick. I don't even find out what the fuck's going on.
And we're back, bitches.
Sorry, man. Had to take a little bathroom break.
He had to go caca.
Had to make
that coffee.
Yeah.
Eat coffee, yo.
Coffee poops.
Yeah, dude. So, I don't know.
Bro, we're talking about Brian.
Brian crushing it as usual. So proud of that guy.
Yeah.
My life changed.
He got called a sleazeball on that thread.
Did he call us? Brian got called a sleazeball? Oh, they're talking about the thread with Sean Applegate when he posted those two techniques and the troll.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he has the honor.
This is what happened, right? So the guy
said, bitch.
I was with Brian when this happened. So I saw the thread go up or whatever, and Brian is trying to, like, because we run OPI over here, Orange Park Invitational. And so we're going to set him up as a super fight with either Chase Hanna or Sean Applegate for the thing, because he said he wanted to go against top 10 planet guys. And he's like, oh, Chase is only a purple belt, but Chase
called him a bum.
And Chase, the son of a hog farmer.
Yeah. But he's smoking black belts, dude. He's, you know what I mean? Like, you can't call anybody a bum with smoking black belts. Just saying. Leg lock game's off through the
off,
through
leak.
The, off the chain game.
And when Art says black belts, he doesn't mean the Cuban cigars. He means people.
Like legit dudes. And then he's like got the choice between Sean and that guy. And he was like, well, I picked Sean. And well, of course he picked Sean.
He's Sean's 30
like
pounds 30 lighter. Pounds
lighter. Yeah. But that's still no easy feat, bro. You're gonna get smoked. You gotta be careful. But anyways, we offered the guy $1,000 to come plus his airfare.
Josh Yelba.
Yeah, if he wins, he gets $1,000 plus his airfare is already paid, so he doesn't have to worry about that. Then he starts coming up with other excuses. So,
I gotta talk to my coach.
If you're gonna be an internet troll, just make sure you follow up with that. That's what it says to me. You know what I mean? Like, we don't go on other people's forums and start calling them out. But if you come to our forums and start calling us out, we're gonna oblige you.
You know, he felt disrespected and all this bullshit. It's like, what the fuck do you expect? You come into a 10 planet thread and you start talking nonsense, you're gonna get roasted, son. That's for sure.
Well, man, I just don't like it because Sean's nothing but a sweetheart, man. Like, dude, he's putting out these tech vids for everybody, dude. It's not just for 10 planet people. He wants everybody to learn. See, he's like us, man. We just want people to have jiu-jitsu and, like, be better at it, man. We don't need all those extra dramas. You just come and learn, man. That's all I say.
I think Ruben Alvarez said it best. People enjoy having a drama of other people, you know?
Hey, man, they're only air Mari Monday through Friday. You got to make that shit happen 24/7.
What?
Mari and Jerry Springer is only aired Monday through Friday.
I think it's Mari, isn't it?
Mari.
Well,
I thought you said Mary.
Oh, no, dog.
It's that Spanish accent, bro.
My bad, guys. Nah, we need that drama 24/7.
It's Mari and Geraldo.
That's what sells. You need some clickbait, Jiu-Jitsu Times.
Hire me.
No shit.
So I'm trying to pull up the thing. What was some of our current events, man? We're talking about California going up to $12 an hour for the minimum wage, right?
Well, we're not done because we were talking about AGF and So Brian had his super fight, and then also Anna went against Phenom Jiu-Jitsu star.
Oh yeah, so yeah,
Anna. Savannah, what's her last name?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
I know it's Savannah.
So this is how good Anna is, right? So she goes against a super fight against this little savant, right? She ends up losing that, but then she does the blue belt adult division and wins it.
But in the gi, right?
She lost on judge's decision. This girl could not tap her out. She's so good. You know, it's...
And we're talking about like 95 pounds of fury here. We're not talking about huge girls. No, we're talking about tiny killers.
Yeah, and these
killers.
This girl that beat Anna immediately went into the tournament and just destroyed the next girl that she grappled.
Blue belt, blue belt adult.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. I love that there's...
And good, then Anna went and did the same.
Yeah. Well, I love that there's, like, good talent here in Jacksonville now. You know, like, a lot of the schools are stepping up. Like, BTT definitely represents, you know what I mean? Gracie Baja's representing really well. We're representing really well. And I think that, you know, the better schools are coming to the top, and that's good. You need competition. You need that to make your students grow.
So, our boy Miggy also had several matches at AGF. So, why don't you tell us what happened?
Was your third tournament? Is that right?
Yeah, this is my third tournament.
Third tournament.
Honestly, I didn't perform like I wanted to, but it's been my best performance yet. You know, I didn't let my nerves take over this time. My first match, not gonna lie, man, I faced a pretty big guy. You know, I'm still bigger than him.
Yeah,
but I got to feel what it feels like when I smothered my training partners.
How much are you weighing right now?
Dude, so that day I was in the 270s. And I went up to, I had to pick up my weight card. And for everyone else, I believe their weight was on it, but some ultra heavy. There was nothing on my card. I go to the weigh station and I'm wearing a backpack and shit. And I asked the guy, like, hey, I take off my backpack. He's like, sure. So I kind of look at him again. He is not watching me. He does not give a damn what I weigh. So I step out with my backpack that's full of like 4 or 5 monsters, a couple bottles of Gatorade, clothes, cocaine, kettlebell. Dude, and I fucking weighed in at 309. And 309? His eyes opened. He's like, oh. So he's trying to be nice because he's not realizing I had my backpack on. He writes 300 because he felt so bad. And I'm just like happy. I'm like excited as hell. You know? Like, I'm 300. I'm like, wow. Oh.
Damn.
Like, I almost feel like I could have done that.
Probably, man.
Yeah. Oh, you definitely could. So, yeah, we'll finish yours here, but we'll talk about Lakeland here in a second.
So, we had a little incident in the first match. What happened? Man.
So, my first match, I pulled guard. My opponent got 2 points for that, I believe.
Yeah, so you killed a puppy.
I killed a puppy.
In a points match.
In a points match.
The bitch.
Pulled guard. My opponent gets 2 points, and we're going down to, like, the last 30 seconds.
What did I tell you about the statistic? It's super heavyweight and up. If you pull guard, generally you lose. You
don't want to be on the bottom.
Yeah, you fucking lucked out your ass. What happened?
Power bombs, what they call me. Lucky. But anyways, I managed to get the guy in my lockdown and sweep him, get points for that, I guess. Then I secure the mount, hit me 3/4 mount. I cleared it, got full mount. And I managed to go from having a 2-2 tie up to 9-2.
Nice.
No, here's how it went. Here's from my perspective.
Yeah, the person that actually knows, I was so in tunnel
there
vision.
Was 40 seconds left, and he was down 2-0. Somehow, he sweeps the guy. He gets 2 points.
Yeah.
It
was a reversal.
He's caught in 3/4 mount. And I'm like, Miguel, attack the arm in Spanish. Attack the arm because, you know, they'll give you a point
for an advantage
for trying to lock in a submission.
Yeah.
So I'm like, attack the arm, attack the arm. And with like 15 seconds
left. How do you say that in Spanish?
Ataca el brazo.
Ataca el brazo. What do I sound Italian when I say it?
Bloody.
Ataca el brazo.
Bloody.
What about my Italian?
ATM.
Sorry.
So anyway.
It's forgivable.
He doesn't attack the arm. Instead, he clears the leg and goes to mount. He gets another 3 points.
Bam. Boa.
There's like five seconds left. The guy's trying to fight it. And I'm like, don't worry. You got your points. You're good. The guy's still trying to sweep. Time run out. His coach, go ahead.
Yeah, so.
From there, what happened?
From there on, all I hear is the coach is yelling in Portuguese, kind of insulting me and stuff.
He's talking trash about me.
You're like, I speak Portuguese,
and essentially, they're saying this. Você deu mais 2 pontos do que o que ele teve, meaning you gave him 2 more points than what he got. And their argument was my sweep was actually a reversal because I managed to muscle this big-ass dude off of me when he had his little side control. And they were
his little side control. I'm not going to even say it was a good side control. It was a little side control.
Yeah, I managed to do my amazing reversal, my big boy reversal.
Have a pudding pop. Wow.
And they were just yelling, telling the ref, saying, hey, we got this on video. And then Brian was coaching me. He was like, look, guys, you know, understand. You know, it's your guy. It's frustrating. But that was just 2 points. He still would have won 7-2. But these guys were not having it.
Actually,
it was scored wrong.
If you go back, they gave him the score was 9-2. It should have been 5-2. Let's say that
that's our own guy. We're saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Either Listen, way, it doesn't matter. You still won.
Either way, you would have won. Even if that reversal or sweep wouldn't have counted, he went to mount.
That's three.
So it still would have ended 3-2. Regardless of whether you lost by 7, 5, 3, or 1, you lost.
A win is a win.
That's right.
Yeah. You had me. You never had me.
You know, and my thing,
Vin Diesel right there, motherfucker.
I do.
Just saying.
You know, and my thing too though is like this. You know, if you really wanted, you got to win. He should have just subbed me. Boom, problem solved. End of the day, that would have solved it.
Either that or getting more points because he was a points tournament.
Exactly. But that didn't work. And then, so that was my first match. You know, controversy right there. Brazilian math different than traditional math, I guess, is why that happened. And also,
listen. Right now, I am liking the Brazilian math.
I like the Brazilian math too.
Because you were up 9-2, so fuck it.
It worked for me. Hey.
So if I win $1 million and they want to give me 9, I'm good with it.
Even though, let's be real here, the Brazilian delegation has probably killed off that ref. You know,
because that guy was Brazilian too.
He was, yeah,
so
man.
So like, what the fuck are you doing? Giving it,
dude?
To
like, I was looking at these guys,
a Puerto Rican.
I really wanted to bust out my fake Hanato Brazilian, you know. But I was too exhausted, man. Too gassed, too panicked.
This made me number 28 times.
I wanted to be like, boah, carayo, they gave me the points because I earned the points. Boah, carayo, you focus on your guy. Don't focus on me with my extra points. Oh, you know, but I couldn't do it. I was too tired, man.
This bitch was about to throw
dude,
up.
Dude, like, shout out to Brian again. Like, I don't remember much, but one of the few things I remember is after that first match, I'm telling Brian, Brian, I'm going to pass out. I cannot do the second match. And I'm literally feeling lightheaded.
He's like, you're Miguel. Fine.
He's like, this Miguel, chill, man. Take a break. Here, have some coconut water that he was sipping on. He let me kill. Shout out to Brian for saving me.
Then, that's family right there, dude, bro. Here, is. Drink my water, dog.
He just told me to chill the fuck out, and it worked. Then after that, I had my second match. And
what happened there?
Dude, I fucked up. You know, I was too panicky.
I fucked up.
You know, I killed some puppies there. Like,
well, let me ask sat you, down again, huh?
Let me ask
you
straight down. Hold on. You know this guy too, right?
Yes, dude.
It's a friend of yours.
One of mine?
Oh, wait. Oh, me. So this kid, all right.
Friend of yours or friend of mine?
Friend of his.
Friend of ours. So,
family friend of my wife. 16-year-old kid who kicked my ass. I let him, dude. I'm the responsible for that. You know, I didn't. It's too panicky.
With your little mount and chokes.
With my little butt scoot. You know?
Did you butt scoot on him?
Yeah, I butt scoot. I was like,
I see a 300-pound man butt scoot, dude.
Like, I was like thinking, man, this kid wrestles. I cannot play stand-up. I went down. Did not commit to even trying to get a leg. Not commit to shin. He mounted me. I managed to get locked down. And I'm in such a panic state that flat on my fucking back, I go for an electric chair.
Trying to like muscle that and leg over. To,
I had the leg.
You didn't Superman it.
No. I had the leg like this, clamped and everything. I'm like, why is he not tapping?
And get I'm on panicking. Your elbow.
And it didn't come to my mind to get on my side and get on my elbow. I'm just thinking, all right, with every last bit of strength I have right now, I'm going to rip his groin. Nothing's making sense. I'm full panic mode. Next thing I know after that, I let go. And of course, he slipped something in. And
it was a Ezekiel choke from the mount.
It was Ezekiel a choke. Dude, and I was such in a gassed and panic state that I just tapped in.
Yeah.
Like, it was.
Don't tap, bitch. Don't tap.
Dude, honestly, like, you know.
I'm kidding.
Afterwards, man, what's crazy is during that match, I had a dream that for some reason, I don't know how this happened. During the match, I was in such a panic state. I had like a daydream that I was being carried out of the convention center by EMTs. So that when I finally tap and the match is over, I kind of get up. If you watch it on camera, you'll see me like shake my head, like look for a second, like to analyze where I'm at. It hit me. That was just a daydream.
So he put you to sleep,
No, it was me. Like, I was fully responsive. I don't know. To be honest,
where are you at? I'm at the convention center. And then who are you?
I'm Batman.
You know, it was horrible, man. But
tell me your name.
But at the end of the day, like, you know,
he's like, you tell me my name, bitch.
What's my name? Okay, Francis.
Don't call me Francis.
Don't call me Francis. You know? son of a oh my gosh,
monkeys.
Whew, we're safe.
Good news. I drank my coffee already.
Thank God it was empty.
At the end of the day, though, like, shout outs to him. You know, I'm not gonna lie, that kid is a better competitor than me.
Yeah.
I know that because, you know, he competes in wrestling. His dad owns a jiu-jitsu academy.
Well, he's
he
does 16, his so
16, exactly.
He's a little stud.
And I'll admit that, you know.
That's awesome.
He's better than that at me, but my goal now is to train to become a better competitor. I believe now in my jiu-jitsu more than I did before that tournament. You know, I was freaking out over nothing, but
yeah,
looking forward to my next match, whatever it is.
Crush it.
Hell yeah.
If you stop butt scooting. So you know what that means. No, you just told me. You're like, Arthur, I need to do takedowns every single day.
Hell yeah. That's why I need to come to class more.
Every single day.
Well, I saw that you were here yesterday.
His wife has been here more than he has. She did really? Yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, she came yesterday.
She's crushing it.
Like, what's funny is we got a message on our board. Art's like, yo, where you at, Biggie? I'm like, dude, I'm at where my wife responds for me. She's like, he's at work. I was at St. Augie, doggy. And then he asked her, where are you at? And she sends like a little smart ass gif of a cat drinking a beer. And then like I call her. I'm like, yo, if Art asks where we're at, that means you need to go to class. And she's like, but I'm going to be late. I'm like, just go to class. But he understands. And she actually listened to me. I thought she was going to like stay home and sleep.
Oh, she came on.
Well, she is the breadwinner. So why would she listen to you?
Listen, Miguel did it right. What you got to find is an officer female. Marry her. Get your cat card.
Remember this. My wife is in the military. She's an officer. That means I get to claim that rank too when it benefits me.
Is that how that works?
Dude, there's a book behind being a dependa. You guys just don't know.
Explain it.
Usually
to
it's
us.
Only given to females, but look, you're the rare occasion.
I'm a rare breed. Like, it's a secret society. Like, I got exclusive access to Army Wives on Demand. You guys don't have that like I do.
Army Wives on Demand?
Yeah, for Lifetime.
They call him Jody. Don't worry, boys. I got her covered over here. I'll make sure they're all safe and sound. You know,
with great power comes great responsibility. Being a military husband, we're rare, man. We're like unicorns, dog. You know, have you heard of Bigfoot? It's actually me with my hair sweater.
Kind of like riding on the back of a motorcycle. If you're a dude,
no, we don't stoop to that level. Okay, we respect ourselves.
Inside joke, right?
Whatever.
Hey, leave my boy alone. Leave him alone.
No, he just did it again. We're going to keep firing. You had me at sangria, LOL. Oh my You're God. Still no. not going to get it, bro. She's not going to give it up. So give it up. Damn.
Oh, yeah. Did he rewrite
you? Yes.
Oh, Sherry.
He doesn't get it.
Sherry brings all the boys to the yard. Damn right. Her sangria is better than yours.
He just does not get it. Look, man, you have.
I can't even respond.
No shot.
Tell him to get to class today, man. But hey, listen, we don't have class. We have open mat. Oh, speaking, can you put that out for me too? Or when you guys?
Yeah.
Put it on the members board.
Yeah.
Sell milkshake.
Don't forget to bring your donation so we can take care of these boys in the milk tree.
So speaking of, what were we speaking about?
Oh, dude, I look rough. Who snapped me this?
Yo, shout out to Ryan. He's right here with us right now.
That's right.
Dude, I am so freaking proud of this kid.
Ryan Holly, 2 months in, does his first tournament. What?
Come in and get on the mic with Miggy real quick.
Come here, Ryan.
Yeah.
Hi, Zinho. Come on.
Sit on his lap.
Yeah. Sit on Uncle Miggy's lap. So how was your first tournament, brother?
I mean, it was pretty good. I mean, he beat me fair and square, but I mean, I learned what I wanted to learn, and that's, you know, I got to keep training.
Were you a little nervous? Did you have some butterflies?
Oh, yeah. My legs were shaking, yeah.
Well, your first match was pretty good, man. You lost some points. That's fine. But you still were trying to do everything that Brian was telling you to do, which is great because, you know, a lot of us, when we go into tournament, you know, time, we really don't hear the coach.
Me.
Especially if you already have your game, you know, that you're used to, you really don't listen for those key words like, you know, like back step to honey hole. You know what I mean? So
step Ashi.
So you were doing great.
So I mean, right now at this level, Ryan doesn't have a game yet. So he's just going out and competing just to compete to get the time and experience. And actually we had a conversation yesterday. He was messaging me, he's like, hey, I think I'm gonna hold off a little bit before I do another tournament. I said, actually, Ryan, that's kind of the opposite thinking. I want you to do as many tournaments as possible. I care not if you lose, not 100%. And the reason is, you're a white belt. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You can lose all your matches as a white belt. Doesn't matter. But once you start getting the blue belt, that experience is going to start catching up. When you hit purple, boom. Brown, boom. Black. You've done all your losing in the beginning. You've done all your figuring shit out in the beginning. And when it really matters, when you're in your higher belts and black belt, that's when you start doing all your winnings. Like, brah, brah. You look like Sherry's wall. She has like 1,000 medals and belts and swords and all that shit.
And then you'll, the same for you. And then you'll open up a school in the Dominican Republic. Pew, pew. Fuck yeah. Shots fired, motherfuckers.
You so gangster, Uncle Wallow.
That was a shots fired gun, guys.
That was a bomb.
You're so gangster. Why are you so aggro, this guy over here?
Hey, man.
Look, guys, don't sleep on my boy Wallow. He going to talk the trash and he going
to He going to talk the trash. You go look at him. Listen, he look unassuming. Man, he took
that
you
is,
to death.
I have not talked trash actually, at all compared to what's been going on in the last couple of days.
We call Wallow Puerto Rican power.
Puerto Rican power. That's right. Damn right. What?
Is that that? The salsa band we were talking about the other day?
That's what plays in the background when you talk in that trash, boy.
Soy boricua, tú lo sabes.
Hey, look, for our friend, it's yo soy boricua pa que tú lo sepas.
Pa que tú lo sepas, papi.
On the background motorcycle.
Perfecto, Sherry. I'm going to go ahead and copy that and put it to the OG members.
Well, what are we doing now? What?
Just put out the information about the BBQ, just reiterating that we're having open rolls from 10 to 12. In
open worlds?
Rolls.
Oh, rolls.
Wrong thread, bro.
I'm rolls. Like, damn.
And I ain't talking about bread rolls, son.
Cool.
We're going to go ahead in here, get a good heavy sweat on. You know what, man? We're going to have some barbecue and beers. You like beer? Do you like water?
No, we're good.
We're going to have water.
Awesome.
You're in luck. Hey, goddamn. Who's bringing ice? I want my man to have cold water.
Yo, so I'm telling you this. I made some rice.
Speak on the mic, bro.
I made some rice. If you eat it, I'm so sorry if the flavor is horrible. I normally cook quality over quantity, but today I did quantity over quality. So you are perfectly welcome to trash my cucina right now.
Don't worry.
Don't listen to this guy. He's extra critical on himself, and so his rice is going to be amazing.
Listen, even if you don't, I fucking will.
Cool. Oh, yeah, he'll smoke you.
Thank you. I'm just telling you.
Because Wallace's in that mood today, he's just all angry.
Puerto Rican power.
Why are you so angry today?
Bro,
because, I know. Never mind.
I know.
That thread got me all worked up last night.
Yeah. What it is, the 4th of July, American, Wallow is Puerto Rican. He does not identify as an American colony.
It's a commonwealth.
He's going to identify as Latinx.
It's a commonwealth.
He identifies as Puerto Rican, not American. But I am American today. I'm 100% American today.
Shut the fuck up.
Today,
fuck yeah.
Today, Today, my flag does not have one stars. Today, my flag has 50 stars.
Let me.
51 stars soon, right?
Should I drop some knowledge on you?
Dropping the knowledge?
Unless it's American knowledge now.
Listen, you are Puerto Rican 100%, which makes you what?
10 planet orange parts.
Motherfucker, an American full citizen.
Full-time right? Puerto Rican.
So, yeah, I'm going to fucking celebrate.
Hey, hold on. How many full-time Puerto Ricans do I have? I have Nelson, but Nelson is gone.
No, he's not full-time. He's part-time.
Nelson is full Puerto Rican.
He is full Puerto Rican, but he's only part-time resident here.
That's true. You are the full-time.
Wow.
We have
the only one.
We have Juan Trujillo.
He's part-time.
But he's half Mexican.
No. He's part-time right now.
He's part-time. Oh, he's definitely part-time right now. Juanito.
Yeah, but he's busy serving our country right now.
But he is serving country in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, he is chilling right now.
Eating some damn mangoes. I'm watching him on his Snapchat.
Every time I'm on vacation, which I will be there next month, people.
God, how many other Puerto Ricans do we have? I know we have at least one more.
Wait for me. We're going to go to...
Mi gente, my people, wait for me.
Chichorreo Playa. That's what I'm going to do, bro.
They're going to call Waldo.
Listen, if you guys don't know what a chinchorreo is, it's basically the coast or even the middle of the island. They have like these little huts that serve like fried foods, like bacalaitos, empanadas. Yeah,
bacalao killer.
Empanadas, I love empanadas.
Fried pork meat, you know. And of course, medalla. Beer. Yep.
The official cerveza of Puerto Rico.
That's right.
Puerto Rico.
So what you do is you start like around 11 o'clock in the morning. You hit the first spot. Then after that, you hit the second spot, the third spot, the fourth spot, the fifth spot, the sixth spot, the seventh spot, the eighth spot. By the time you're done, bro, it's like 11 o'clock at night, and you're like...
You're Dunskies, huh?
Fuck.
Bro, I can't drink like that, man. I had a beer the other day, and I was like, God damn, this thing's strong.
Listen, last time I went, I had a case of beer on my own.
Hell yeah.
And by 4 o'clock...
And you were full keto at that time,
bro,
right?
Bro, I was full keto.
Shit.
And I was drunk by 4 p.m.
How much did you weigh at that point?
I was at 205.
205? What are you right now?
230.
Sir, can you please speak into the mic?
I think you just burped. What'd you say?
230. So anyway, after I hurled, I had a little comeback, but I stopped drinking beer.
And I feel you, man. I got to be honest with you guys. This morning, some of you have seen my Snapchat story. I have been dedicated to the 4th of July. Today, I had a misfire. I tried to shotgun a beer for my story.
This morning?
Pussy. Yes, it did not work. I did it, but... Dude, it
came out, you know?
It did not.
All I saw was a lighter.
Better than coming out of his ass.
All I saw was lighters, like, happy for
you. The snap did not go as planned, and I was, like, choking on this beer. I was like, crap. It
was Carla filming you for this?
She was, like, she was hyping me up. She claims that it was my idea, but she hyped me up to that, and I did it.
Did she? She's so innocent and sweet, though. I don't know if I can believe that.
No, she, again, I tried to do this for America, but unfortunately, I have let.
She's like, America, she's choking you at the same time.
You know, like, I was trying to. Crack open
American
a cold one for the boys that can't crack open one for us today.
Crack open one. So, anyways, back to Ryan. So, keep at it, buddy. I know your first match, you did really well against guys who've already been training for over a year and stuff like that. Pretty proud of you. Second match probably didn't go your way like you expected, but hey, you know, keep that up. Don't worry about the losses. They don't mean anything as a wipeout. I promise you.
Appreciate it.
Nobody's gonna be like, oh yeah, you remember that Ryan guy? Yeah, he lost. I'm like, well, he's a white belt, so.
I mean, if it's white belt world or white belt Pan Ams, it might matter to them.
Shots fired.
Yeah. Now serving number 180. Number 180.
Dang. That's so funny.
Hey, so, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, what's it called? iPads, right? We're going to set up iPads. We're going to have videos. Because if that's the case, you got to let us know before we do this. Because I got to clean up a little bit. I saw a picture of myself. I look like a hot mess. You know what I mean? I can't be.
Bro, you're sexy as fuck, bro.
Oh, okay.
Look, you make that GQ look.
Yeah.
You work it.
Yeah. You know he was a model, right?
I know.
A hand model. He's like, look at my hand.
Look at these knuckles.
No, you guys are laughing.
These hairy knuckles.
But check this out. Almost 2 decades ago, I used to be a model. You believe this?
Bro, you were like 15. Let it go.
I was 21.
Okay.
Oshkosh.
Huskies for boys.
ABC Kids, dude. I was born of ABC Kids. No lie. They'd be doing like walking down the thing. They're like, my name is Arthur Maloney. And I like Oshkosh Bagosh.
He had the overalls. The pig terrible. Farmer overalls.
They had to do like an Italian theme. My name is Arthur Bellardi. Eat my papa's meatballs.
My papa's meatballs. Eat the Parmesan. Not olive oil.
So guys, by the way, if you didn't know, we expanded our website. We are also now including a blog. probably every 2 weeks we'll have a new one up.
Every two weeks? He needs to have one every week. You need to start kicking out some info first, sir.
Hold on,
people
bro.
Are going to wait 2 weeks for that shit. Okay, keep going. I'm sorry.
Man. You know, I'm no, crazy. Go ahead. Keep going on your rant then.
No, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done.
No, man, unless you like it. I was just going
to
say. Done.
No, seriously. You need to get off your ass, man. Start writing once every single week.
You got it.
You should have bi-weekly is what you should do. Like, not bi-weekly, but twice a week. Should be kicking out. Oh, you need to get those writing skills up, bro. Here.
Hell yeah.
Fucking here's a notebook. Get to work. All
right. So.
Just kidding. No, I need that. No.
So Miggy wrote the first article. Miggy, what's the feedback on the first article been like?
So for this first one, man, like, you know, I thought I wrote something. I'm like, man, no one's going to want to read this. Surprisingly, I've had people messaging me, telling me like, hey, so what's the deal with this? They thought it was a one-time ordeal, but they were actually happy to hear that it's going to be a more common thing. Like, I'm trying to put in more time into this. Like Art pointed out, you know, I should write at least twice a week, which, you know, it really is the end goal. Like, especially after this first article's feedback, I thought people were going to be kind of like, they suck, get off the internet.
No, know? Check this out though. Who listens to Joe Rogan? Raise your hand. Hey, Joe Rogan. So check it out. He wakes up every morning and writes. A lot of it's shit, but he just writes. He says he writes because
But Joe Rogan doesn't have a job like Miggy. He doesn't have a 9-to-5.
He doesn't have a 9-to-5, but that dude is just as busy as all of us.
Oh, I'm sure.
So you make the time to write. No, if it's 10 minutes, if it's 15 minutes, if you have to break it up 5-minute increments in your thing, but try to write 15 minutes a day, right?
I mean, especially after that feedback off my first article, I really do want to, you know.
It's something you can get really good at. Because
this is something like, you know, unfortunately, I know I have to leave you guys in a few months to go to the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, shit. What? Hold on. Where you going, bro?
I'm going to a region that is not conquered by the planet.
Why are you going over there for?
Wife's job.
Oh, what a bunch of bullshit. But
she's trying to get it. She's trying to get put back over here.
Yeah. But what I like about that is, especially with this blog, I know I can still contribute to you guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm telling you guys, you know, you guys are stuck with me. Even if you fire me, I'm going to find a way to hack your website and post more articles.
I'll just give you the login.
He's going to be that guy.
So he's going to be that guy. If you guys haven't looked at or read his stuff, but he did do a post. And it is about TG, that guy, right? So that guy in the
don't
gym.
Be that guy.
Yeah, don't he's be that guy. At
all. Basically, like different kind of things that is very common, and a lot of times, you know, that person may not know. The next one's going to be about
my gym first hygiene. One, yes, so my first one's about, you know, that guy. Like your boy might be a white belt, but I've been in the jiu-jitsu game since 2011. Trained many places in a few different states and cities. You will always notice you have one guy in the gym who has like everyone just knows him. Some people avoid him, some don't. Well, this article, you know, is just spitting out those characteristics in case you don't realize him and just what to do, how to take care of that situation. Because at the end of the day, if this person shares the mat space with you, it's because your coach knows that this guy can be saved. And also, if you don't know who that guy is and you're trying to think and you're thinking, who at my gym could be that guy, do me a favor and look in the mirror.
So it might be you.
Shots fired. Oh, well, for next week's article, or for the next article, sorry, I'm going to focus on hygiene because also at every jiu-jitsu gym, we always have a guy that hygiene may not be their best spot, and they
he's like, I know what you're talking about. Exactly. He's like, I just got here. I know.
You know,
you have the guy with the herpes, the ringworm, the
you know, we have stuff that happens. Like at one of my old gyms, we had a guy, we called him the worm. Because as you can guess, he missed class quite a bit because he had ringworm.
Oh, damn. Gosh. Right, just go ahead and welcome Pat and, you know, just let him know.
So is this ball pad or afro pad?
Ball pad.
So again, guys, you know, thanks for reading my article. You know, check it out on lrtlk.com/blog. I promise you I'm having more content headed your way. And please leave a comment, share it. You know, before you talk shit, read the whole article. You know, I still love it if you talk shit about my stuff because it means you read my stuff. But read it all first.
Guys, yeah, you can leave a comment right there on the blog. It's got a section for you to share it as well. And if you like it, comment on it. If you hate it, absolutely,
dude. Fucking comment tear me apart.
Absolutely, just blast them. And share I will make sure that comment is posted,
dude. I'll put that comment on a t-shirt. Hell, whoever makes the best trash talking comment, I will tattoo it as a tramp stamp.
He'll do it on his ass, yeah, for sure.
I'm serious.
It goes hard. He's gonna go comment on it.
You're yeah, no, check this out. I'm commenting right now. I'm like, man, you suck as a writer. What you should be doing is writing every day and put up some good shit. You know what I mean?
Word. That motivates me right there to put out more stuff, you know, so.
Dude,
so,
no, I read it. I really like it, man. Thank you. It's pretty dope.
So, funny thing, I was listening to JRE's Joe Rogan Experience, episode 979, and he was talking about Latinx. Yeah, and we talked about Latinx before that.
I'm pretty sure he had people stalking us.
Yeah, Miggy happens to think that Joe was eavesdropping on our...
Hi, Joe.
Yeah, Joe.
I love you.
You
know, I love Joe. I think everybody loves Joe. Man. I do not like Joe.
Joe, we love you all, but...
Let me tell you this, guys. Joe Rogan does not know that we're alive. Close the door, please.
Joe Rogan might know we're alive if I ask for it.
Go ahead and greet him. Come on in.
All right, hey, man, let's wrap this thing up, man. We started at 7 o'clock already. We had lots of fun.
Joe Rogan, quit taking our topics.
God damn it.
Listen, Joe Rogan does not know that we're live, but we're going to cut it short, guys, because we have an open mat and a barbecue for 4th of July. This is going to be the end of the show. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Happy birthday, America.
Ciao. Peace, America. Fuck yeah.